for the podcast.
If you're looking for pizza now, they're ready when you are. Got a dirty car? Clean it up at the Brownsville Car Wash. Just 5 miles off of I-5. Exit 216. If you're looking for pizza now, they're ready when you are.
Arseholes, bastards, fucking cunts and pricks. Aerosol. The bricks. A lawless brat from a council flat. Oh, oh.
He's got a thick accent, doesn't he?
A little bit of this and a little bit of that.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Terry and Gatz Comedy Show.
Sounds so official.
Number 695.
And you're not assholes, bastards, fucking cunts, and pricks. Holy shit, this is where it kicks into punk rock.
It did kick into punk rock.
I'm sweating already. Hey, everybody, it's fucking 90 degrees outside. Not today, but on Wednesday it's supposed to be.
Welcome to Monday.
It is Monday. We're getting a late start on Monday, but we're here, so.
I have a new voice.
Yeah, he had a surgery over the weekend, and now his voice sounds like an announcer. But we got some Ian Dury and the Blockheads rocking out in the background.
Yes.
Remember Ian Dury? His big hit was Sex and Drugs and Rock and Roll.
He sounds like he's from...
not from England, right?
He sounds like he's from like Cockney. Louisiana.
Yeah, but he sings like he's from fucking Birmingham, England. Mm-hmm. He said, a little bit of this and a little bit of that. Oh, oh. I think he was kind of punk rock. He did some shit with The Clash before back in the day. And he was way more punk than Sex and Drugs and Rock and Roll, which was the song that got him on the radio.
But why didn't he stick around with those guys, though? Did they clash or something?
They did clash. He got along better with the Blockheads.
Huh.
Yeah. And it was one of the few punk bands that had a sax player squeaking around in the background.
Charlie Brown is probably my favorite Blockhead.
Is he? Well, that's only according to Lucy, right?
Yeah.
Chuck, you... it was only Peppermint Patty that called him Chuck.
Mm-hmm. And then Marcy. And one of those was blind, right? Was it Marcy who was blind?
She just had really thick glasses. She was as blind as Roy Orbison was.
Yeah.
She wasn't blind.
Reminds me of Tina on Bob's Burgers.
Little bit.
Because of the color of the shirt and the glasses.
It might be an homage.
And the, but Tina was originally supposed to be a dude on the show.
Is it a boy's voice? Because there's some girls on there that are voiced by men.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
My daughter told me that she saw the newest... Not newest, but it was a couple weeks ago. Bob's Burgers had
spoilers.
Had Rod Funches on it. Finally,
which one?
It just aired like 3 weeks ago. I can't remember the name of the episode.
I've seen it.
You have?
Well, yeah.
Well, didn't you recognize his voice? He talks a little bit like Cleveland.
Maybe.
And I don't know.
I don't know. I'd have to look it up.
Yep.
If I looked it up, I'd know what the synopsis was. I just watched the latest one today, where they were going to sell. They were going to sell something. Oh, they're going to sell the wharf
burgers
with all the carnival things and all that kind of stuff.
Okay, I didn't watch. I've only saw a few episodes because I'm lame so far. I haven't really delved into that show. I did rewatch Breaking Bad, though, and I'm already on the final episode.
I saw it. I saw you throw up a quote, and I was like...
How did he get that far?
I know. I was like, man, that's like...
Almost at the end.
Yep.
I love that quote, though. It's a great quote to be a badass.
Mm-hmm. What was it?
If you know who I am, then you should choose.
Or if you don't know who I am.
Yeah. You should choose to tread lightly.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
The Equestronauts.
What's that again? I already forgot what we were talking about.
That was the Bob's Burgers episode.
Oh, okay.
That was making fun of bronies.
Oh, bronies. Those guys are funny.
Yep. All right, so now I remember. So he must have been one of the brony people.
Well, wasn't that... I thought the episode he was on was like 3 weeks ago.
Yeah. Yeah,
okay.
It was... Oh, and Paul F. Tompkins is one of the guys.
Yeah. He's hanging out with some bigwigs.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're not, but they're people that we
mm-hmm.
think are big and wigs. Old Stanhope and Bingo were doing a podcast at Marilyn Manson's house yesterday.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They're hobnobbing with the goblin. They were hobnobbling with the goblins.
Hobnobbling.
Hey, did you hear about Casey Kasem? A long-distance dedication. He's now missing.
I heard he was missing.
Yeah, where is he? Don't know.
He's on the... I got a top 40 list of places he might be.
And here's a letter from Michigan, Ohio. No, but his daughter used to be on The Sixth Sense with mm-hmm. Nikki Sixx, and she recently got replaced by someone. I don't know if she got fired or if she quit and moved on or if she had to take time off to kill her dad.
What?
What's conspiracy theory? What? Mm-hmm. Casey Kasem is missing. If you see him, he mm-hmm. will be most recognized by his voice. You'll say, whoa, is that fucking, is that Shaggy? Zoinks!
Scoop. Zoinks burger.
He's like, he's sitting in somewhere and he's probably got Alzheimer's because he doesn't know where he is and he's all zoinks! And they're like, is that Shaggy or is that Casey Kasem?
Mm-hmm. I used to listen to him all the time.
I did too, dude. I have vague memories and clear ones, but I have vague ones of listening to the, I think it was on Sundays,
mm-hmm.
the top 40 countdown, yep. in my yep. grandmother's basement playing pool with my creepy uncles.
Ah.
Dick and Ron.
Right on.
Dick and Ron. Hey, for any of you Static X fans, I'm just going to mention this once if you want to check him out tomorrow, May 13th. He's going to be Wayne Static. I bet he'll have his porn star wife there, too.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to be performing the entire album Wisconsin Death Trip.
I just got to wonder, Static Y.
Static Y? Mm-hmm. I don't know. The answer to that is Static X.
Ah.
Static IDK.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Static LMEO. I was just getting ready to say before the tap-tap, did you probably didn't because you don't get IFC, right?
If no.
Marin, the new episode of Marin was on.
Maroney.
And now it makes sense why he had the Marin points and why Marin was ripping on him so bad. It all tied in with the episode of Marin where he was a guest on Talking Dead.
Mm-hmm.
With Michael Ian Black, who's coming to Portland next month.
Mm-hmm.
And they were he just hates him in the episode. Chris Hardwick
I
hates
saw,
Mark
I saw
Maron.
Him on the episode.
And he's saying, the only reason I have you on my show is because I'm doing a favor for your agent. And he accused him of not knowing how the anything about the show because he didn't. He did like mm-hmm. a one-night crash course from his younger girlfriend. And it was just funny because I don't know. Chris just kept saying that Marin was always a dick to him, always, mm-hmm. throughout their whole career. So I don't know if that's a made-up thing, but it was funny. It was a good episode. I liked it. It was funny.
Hmm.
If you get a chance to check it out on Hulu or somewhere, check it out.
Did you hear the big news in the community?
I saw some posts. Dylan Flynn from the podcast posted something saying something about Community and that he wasn't going to watch NBC anymore. Did it get canceled?
No, I think he said it was the only show that he watched on NBC.
Yeah, but did Community get canceled?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
After five seasons.
Well,
I don't see why he would care. Nobody from the cast or the creator is really taking it to, you know, like.
Did Harmon come back? Did Dan Harmon come back?
Negative about it. Yeah, he came back during the last season or two.
Well, that's why Dylan's so butthurt about it, because he loves Dan Harmon.
And then, but Dan Harmon's cool with it.
Yeah.
You know, even wrote a Tumblr. People still do that, I guess.
Some people have posted that they thought that the whole series lost steam after the second and third season, which I don't know. Did you know that Danny Glover is a rapper?
I thought it kind of picked up steam in the last couple seasons.
Yeah, maybe it did. I haven't watched it, so I don't know.
Yeah.
Danny Glover's a rapper now.
I know, I saw that. Did you see what the tickets were going for? 35 to 40.
For Childish Gambino?
Yeah.
You know what is so fucking weird? So I'm looking at the weekly, and I'm watching Netflix, and I'm watching the new special from the Sklar brothers, because it's just a stand-up thing. It's not really about sports, but I thought it was going to be at first, because they do a pregame. They do a pregame for their stand-up special and a halftime celebration.
Yep, I am surprised that you're watching those guys.
They're kind of funny, but not really. It was just new, and I've seen them on shows, and I thought it was funny. So
they're funnier if you like sports, though.
And so they mentioned the fact that they did a Wu-Tang Clan name generator and that Donald Glover had done that, and he came up with Childish Gambino.
Yep.
And I had just seen that moniker on the back of the weekly because he's coming to Eugene, and I saw Childish Gambino for the first time ever, and less than 10 minutes later, the dudes on my TV said it.
That's probably pretty hip for Eugene crowd, though, right?
For Donald Glover to be Childish Gambino.
I think community is, you know, I think Eugene people like community probably.
I think Seth posted fuck, hashtag community.
Mm-hmm.
Which doesn't mean fuck community, it means fuck, it got canceled. So
I'm good either way. I watched it.
I did.
And I liked it, you know, and some episodes were hit and miss. But
now that it's done, it'll give
me an excuse to watch it. Written episodes, I do believe. Like, just like the hot lava one was kind of cool. And that one guy was on there afterwards from Breaking Bad for the last season. What's his name? Jonathan. You know the guy.
I should know. I don't know.
You know the guys. The guy that's on the right hand man of Gus. Jonathan Banks.
That Michael Ehrmantraut? The old guy?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Walt
He's on Community.
Him.
He took, he didn't take Chevy Chase's place. He didn't play the same character, but.
Yeah.
That would be weird.
That would be.
They did that in Roseanne, though. Remember, they had the two Beckys.
Yeah.
This is weird.
Some shows do that.
Because she was like an adult at the time, too.
Yeah. There's a few shows where they don't care about continuity. As long as it's funny, it doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard that Louis C.K. does that in his latest, this season, but before.
Do you ever watch Full House and try to guess which baby it is?
No. But whenever I do see it, that's the first thing I'm thinking. Wonder which one it is.
That's the tall one.
And then just watch long enough to see if you can tell a difference.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't know if maybe you could, because they don't look exactly the same anymore. So obviously they didn't look exactly the same.
Sometimes I think it's Dave Coutier.
Yeah, he's doing all their voices, though. Oh, Michelle, knock it off.
Yeah. He went on to a short career as America's Funniest Video Guy. Remember that?
It was short.
The guy that did it after Saget, right? Or was he before Saget?
Before Bergeron.
Yeah.
And after Saget.
Well, he's been doing it like 80 years now.
Well, yeah, you can hardly remember a lifetime ago when Bob Saget was cracking 18 corny jokes per hour. Yeah. Or minute.
I know.
But
Yep. And then Daniel Tosh is doing it now.
Oh, God.
It's the same thing, right?
And someone was saying something somewhere about something. You didn't hate that? When someone was saying something about someone. And they were saying that, Daniel Tosh is way funnier than that person. And I was like,
Tom Bergeron?
No, but it was someone who's on TV that, like, I can't remember, but it was a show. Louis C.K. That's who it was. They were saying that Tosh is way funnier. It was actually, let me fucking blast him out here. Fucking Ziegler. Kyle Ziegler said, Louis C.K. is not funny. I don't see what the big deal is about it. And then I said, well, hey, you know, he's funny. Or then his friends were chiming in saying, oh, he's really funny. You're dumb. Other people saying, oh, he's not funny. You're right. And then somebody said something about Tosh is way funnier. And then they started going on, oh, yeah, I always laugh at Tosh. And I said, Tosh has a fucking team of writers making him funny. Louis C.K. writes his own shit, writes his own fucking series, writes his own shit, writes other people's shit. I stuck up for him.
That's true.
I don't
know. Daniel Tosh probably doesn't write some jokes.
Oh, I'm sure he does. But have you ever seen a stand-up? It's not as funny as a show. To me.
No, I've never watched a stand-up.
Don't. It's pretty, it's edgy on purpose.
Yeah.
It's edgier than he is, I think, but I don't know how I know that because I don't know the guy.
I don't know. Some of those skits he does in the show are pretty funny.
He's schizophrenic.
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe that I just thought for a second that no one has had a show, but I'm sure that there's been a ton of them. A skit show called Schizophrenic.
I don't know.
Have you ever heard of that?
No. It's probably some improv group somewhere, though.
Yeah. Schizoprovic.
Yep.
Or something.
Hey, happy International Nurses Day.
Oh, yeah. And don't forget, we had to celebrate Mother's Day because, well, that's what happens once a year, and that's why we're running a little late today. But, hey, all you mothers, happy belated Mother's Day. Now, I saw the stupidest post, and I'll see if you agree, and if you agree. A mother said, okay, mothers get their day, and fathers get their day, but kids don't get a day. I think kids should get a day. And that's how I read it when I read it on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
That's the voice that I heard it in my head.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, kids get every day. Every day is kids' day. They fucking kids. They ain't got a job. They don't got to do shit except for fucking do what their parents say sometimes.
Yep.
Get food for free. Wipe their butts when they're little.
Mm-hmm.
Kid day. Give me a break, person that I'm not going to name out.
Yep. It was Geechee Guy, wasn't it?
It was Geechee Guy.
Have you ever heard of that guy?
No. Is he related?
Geechee Guy.
Is he related to the Guy Fieri? Geechee?
No. Geechee Guy's a comedian.
No, I don't know him.
He's a comedian. He's from Michigan.
I did not notice before, though. I did. I had to have, but I forgot how big of a part Bill Burr had in Breaking
Bad. Bill Burr?
Bill Burr in Breaking Bad.
Yep.
He had
a
big part.
Yep. Bill
and,
Burr.
And that big fat dude with a weird name. What's his name? Laverne? No, his name's LeBron.
LeBron James?
Not LeBron. That big
LaVell. Oh, LeVar Burton.
LaVell.
Oh, okay.
LaVell Crawford
that
plays Saul's big black dude.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Bill Burr's buddy on Breaking
Bad. Geechee Guy, though. He's from Michigan. He was on Star Search.
Really? And he won?
And
that's why you know his name?
He coined the term joke grenades to describe the jokes that triggered a delayed audience reaction while on the show.
Why is
that? And he held the record for the most wins for a comedian, beating such comedians as 10. He won 10 wins on Star Search. Yep. He was a contestant on season 6 of America's Got Talent.
That's going to be starting pretty soon.
And then he was eliminated because somebody gave him a shithole.
They gave him a shithole?
Yep. No, but he's been on TV.
That's weird.
Somebody gave him an X. Piers Morgan did.
Oh.
And he opened up for Ron White recently, and he holds a Guinness World Record for most jokes told in an hour.
I wasn't aware that the X on that show was called a shithole. You get 3 shitholes. Get out of here.
Yep.
You suck. Well, he told the most jokes in 1 hour. Did he pause for laughs, or did he just...
I doubt it.
Stepping on laughs left and right.
I doubt it. How many do you think he told in an hour?
There'd probably be one-liners. I'd say...
Well, sure, you'd try to go for...
12. How about 512?
More.
Really? 650?
More.
S'mores? 670? 675?
Oh, more than that, dude.
700?
Nope, 676.
Oh, man, I was going to do flames. 670, 675, 674, 673. Wow, that's like, that's about that's
like
12
one
jokes
every
per minute.
6 seconds plus.
Yep. Knock, knock, who's there? Banana. Aren't you glad I'm not a fucking banana?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, what did the guy say when he... God, that's hard. I can't even fucking think of 500
that's tough.
Jokes.
Put all those on a CD.
Put that in your pipe and smoke
Geechee
it.
Geechee Guy, though. You can check him out. He's
did
still
he
doing
have,
stuff.
Like, chronic syphilis or something? Or
you can juggle
poison ivy?
Cycle too.
He was Geechee Guy. He must have had poison oak. Was he Japanese or what?
Geechee.
Oh, Geechee. Okay, I thought he was Geechee Guy.
No, Geechee Guy. Okay. No, Geechee Guy.
So he was a Gigi?
Yeah.
Huh.
Did you watch the American Comedy Awards?
Oh, no. When was that on? Missed it.
A little while ago.
I was too preoccupied.
It was that night that we recorded that night.
Oh, last Thursday then.
Yep.
I did not watch it because...
Was it the first one ever?
I don't believe so. That can't be. If it was, I'm going to have a hard time believing it.
I don't think it's been around for very long.
Maybe not very long, but...
Maybe they just didn't do the... You know what I'm talking about?
I do.
All right. Would you like a list of whiners?
tell me you don't have a list.
I got a list of whiners from the American Comedy Awards.
Okay. Whiners, like they're complaining about some shit?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, this is the first time it's been televised since 2000.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, so it's been on for a long time, but it just hasn't been on TV.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. So, okay, maybe I can do the nominees, and then you can guess the winner.
Okay. And the nominees are for category
of... Let's go
with
comedy actor in a film.
Adam Sandler.
He's not even on here. You got
good, good. This is
Simon
not the raspberry.
Pegg.
Hey, I just
the
almost watched...
And
I almost watched the movie with him in it.
Seth Rogen in This Is the End. Johnny Knoxville in Bad Grandpa's End. Bruce Dern in Nebraska. Or Will Ferrell in Anchorman 2, The Legend Continues.
I'm going to wish it was Bruce Dern, but I'm going to say it was Will Ferrell.
Was Nebraska any good?
No, but Bruce Dern, legend. Mm-hmm. He's a legend. I would call him out.
He could do a movie. I would like to see him play the brother of Gary Busey.
Did he get some of his teeth?
I think they'd look kind of look.
How about his
they could
dad?
Play
He's
together.
Way older than Buse. And his daughter's Laura. Laura Dern, his daughter from fucking Jurassic Park. Her mom is someone else.
She should play rom com with Jake Busey.
Ooh, I only remember him from that one movie called Shocker. Remember that movie before Shocker was a thing, and it was about a serial killer who used to actually shock people.
So like the horror movie,
it was a Wes Craven.
Yeah, I do believe I remember it.
I think there was a dude with a yellow prison jumpsuit on the front. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So who did you guess? You thought you were hoping Bruce Dern.
I said Will Ferrell.
He did win it.
All right.
What about actress? We're talking actress in a film.
Comedy actress in a film.
Mm-hmm. You got Kristen Wiig, The Secret Life of Walter Mitty. Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
You know what's weird? Walter Mitty.
Uh-huh. Did you watch it?
No, but Walt Jr.'s last name in real life is Mitty.
What?
I know. J.R. Mitty. Junior Mitty. Walt Jr. Mitty. Okay, go ahead. Kristen Wiig.
Julia Louis-Dreyfus in Enough Said.
Well, I didn't know she was in a movie.
Sandra Bullock, The Heat. Did you watch that movie?
No, but she shouldn't be winning any comedy awards.
Melissa McCarthy in The Heat. Or Lake Bell in a World.
Lake Bell?
Mm-hmm.
That's a person? I went there for
I don't know if it's a lake. I don't know if it's a bell.
Could it be Locky?
Or I don't know if it's a person.
I went to camp at Lake Bell.
But it was in a movie called In a World.
It was. It was.
In a World.
Okay, I'm going to do my same thing as before. I wish that Julia Louis-Dreyfus won, but I'm going to say that Kristen Wiig did.
Nope, you are incorrect.
Darn it.
On both counts, Melissa McCarthy.
Oh.
One for The Heat.
She was the one who I knew was going to win but didn't want to, so I wasn't even going to mention her for honorable mention. Because she's overrated, I think. And you said you don't really like her, too.
Who?
Melissa McCarthy. She was in that movie with Jason Bateman.
She's all right.
She's not award-winning material. Sorry.
Yeah.
In my fucking opinion. Okay, what other kind of categories do we got here?
Best comedy supporting actor, so not the lead role. You got Louis C.K. in American Hustle.
Haven't seen that.
I watched it not that long ago.
Good? I heard good things.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was all I can really say. It had its moments. Steve Carell. In Steve Carell in Anchorman 2.
Oh, yeah, supporting, of course.
Mm-hmm. Will Forte in Nebraska.
Okay.
Jonah Hill in This Is the End. Danny McBride in This Is the End.
You haven't seen that yet?
No.
Dude, you got to watch it. I just deleted it from my DVR.
So, who of all those people do you think?
I'm going to say I wish Danny McBride would have won, but I don't think he's going to, so I'm going to say Steve Carell.
Incorrect again, Sir Louis C.K.
Yeah.
One for American Hustle.
Well,
I was surprised to see him in there, and it was pretty funny.
Not surprised to see him win that he was in there, though.
But I didn't think he was in there long enough to really... I would have gave it to Steve Carell.
Yeah.
Comedy supporting actress. Wig. For Anchorman 2.
Okay.
Emma Watson, This Is the End, June Squibb for Nebraska, Jennifer Lawrence for American Hustle, or Scarlett Johansson for Her?
I don't think June Squibb should win just because of her name, just like mm-hmm. Lake Bell.
Yep.
June Squibb and Lake Bell should have a movie together. Maybe supporting actress. She failed me before, so I'll go with Kristen Wiig.
I think so, but I don't have an answer.
That's okay. Maybe the people out there know.
Mm-hmm. Funniest motion picture.
Of all time or of the year?
Of the year. Anchorman 2, The Heat, Jackass Presents, The Bad Grandpas, Nebraska, or This Is the End?
I never saw The Heat. I did see Bad Grandpa, and I would hope that wouldn't win because I didn't think it was that funny. But people did, so I'll say Jackass 3D, Bad Grandpa.
Wrong again. I would have liked Anchorman 2 because that movie was fucking funny.
I still haven't seen that either.
And but This Is the End one.
That's not that funny. I saw it.
It also won for director Seth Rogen and Evan Goldberg. The Heat won for comedy screenplay.
The Heat.
Mm-hmm. Comedy series. Here we go. Modern Family.
I've seen a few episodes.
Saturday Night Live.
It's getting better.
Veep.
With Julia Louis.
Mm-hmm. Parks and Recreation. And Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
God, this is hard. I'm losing bad. Let's go with Veep. Never seen any of them.
Parks and Rec.
Oh, I have seen that.
Are they
going for another season?
Yeah.
Okay.
But when they accepted the award, everybody came on stage, and they said that this was their team of writers.
That was probably.
And I mean everybody.
That was probably a lot of cum.
I mean, everybody was on there.
They all came on stage.
Everybody.
Everybody came on stage.
There's probably like 50 people up there, and I was like, there's no way that
they should each say
all those
one
guys
word.
Are writers, because it was basically a who's who of, you know, comedy people.
They could each say one word in their acceptance speech.
Mm-hmm.
We would like to thank my mom and my all the writers that are right behind me right now.
Mm-hmm.
So if it wasn't for them, this show wouldn't be happening. Huh.
All right, here we go for another one, alternative comedy series.
Trip Tank.
You got Portlandia. Kroll Show.
Key and Peele. Those are all good.
Drunk History. And Archer.
But that's the only cartoon. That's not fair. It shouldn't be in there. That should be in a different class, I think. But I'm going to say Portlandia.
Incorrect.
Damn it. I suck.
Key and Peele.
That's funny. I'm racist. I pick the white people over the blacks.
Late night talk show. Which one do you watch the most?
Lately, none. But for a while there, the one I watched the most.
Did you just say lately?
Lately, none.
I don't Lately's watch none. A talk show, late night talk show, isn't it?
Well, it's an 8 o'clock talk show. But I only watch it when my friends are on there. I watch the Pete Holmes show.
All right.
Like every day, but I sometimes watch Seth Meyers, and then the next most is probably Fallon.
All right, Fallon's on here, Kimmel's on here, Jimmy Conan's on here.
Jimmy Conan?
Yep. The Daily Show with Jimmy Stewart.
Jimmy?
And the Jimmy Colbert Report.
Oh.
They're all named Jimmy.
Okay. I'll go with Jimi Hendrix. No, just kidding. I'm going to say that it's probably going to be Fallon because he's riding high.
Wrong, you are.
Guys,
and it was a tie.
This sucks. I don't like this game anymore.
Stephen Colbert and Jon Stewart won and accepted together.
Oh, come on.
And
then they went
and
fucking
things.
Did a tongue kiss on stage, probably because they're so gay
it
for
was
each
pretty
other.
Close. It was pretty close. Speaking of which, you know that one guy from Jon Stewart's taking over for Colbert?
John Oliver?
Lord Larry Wilmore.
He will?
He's the black guy on there.
I don't know.
Black correspondent.
Okay, cool. I don't watch I can't even say it. I don't watch the Corbett Report.
All right, comedy actress. Amy Schumer. Amy Poehler. Julia Louis, Amy. Amy Dunham. Or Amy Deschanel.
See, I think that the comedy industry is totally ran by Amy's and Jimmy's. Mm-hmm. And that's not really
fair. It doesn't seem to be that way.
Jimmy Kimmel, Jimmy Fallon, Amy Schumer,
Amy Ansari.
Amy Ansari, Jimmy fucking CK. I'm going to go ahead and say, just because she's a slut, I'm going to say Amy Schumer. But it's probably Poehler because her other
show. It is Poehler.
Yep, she's ruling right now.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of, her husband was nominated for Arrested Development, which makes me wonder why weren't any of the others from Arrested Development nominated?
And why wasn't Arrested Development nominated?
I know.
Because that was a comedy on TV.
Yep. But other comedy supporting actors, Aziz Ansari, Will Arnett, Ty Burrell, Bill Hader, or Holy Tony Hale from Veep.
I wish Bill Hader would win.
He did.
All right. My finally wish came true.
Comedy supporting actress on TV. You got Vanessa Bayer.
Okay. She's hilarious.
Julie Bowen from Modern Family.
Oh, okay.
Kate McKinnon from Saturday Night Live.
I like her better.
Chelsea Peretti from Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
She's kind of funny.
Or Aubrey Parking Lot from Parks and Recreation. Or Plaza. Like the same thing, right?
I would love to see Kate McKinnon one because I've just been bragging about
her. She did.
Cool. She's a lesbian.
Wow.
I know. Isn't she sexier now when you look at her?
Yeah. Comedy writing on TV.
She does a great Justin Bieber.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
She is funny. Comedy writing on TV, Arrested Development.
Okay.
Nicole Barry Poor, Key and Peele, Modern Family, Parks and Recreation.
If they didn't make Arrested Development win for writing, then they're dumb because this season 4 was so well written. But
which one?
Arrested Development.
Oh, okay.
They didn't win?
No, they did not.
Fuck them.
Ancient them. Family.
Asian Family?
Ancient.
Oh, yeah, those new guys.
Comedy directing, would it be Arrested Development, Eastbound and Down, Key and Peele, Modern Family, Parks and Rec?
I just want Eastbound and Down to win, but it's probably
incorrect.
Not going to, so I'd say it was Arrested Development.
Key and Peele.
God, I'm stupid.
Comedy special of the year.
Patton Oswalt.
No, his is on there.
Oh. Okay, give me some more choices.
Sarah Silverman, We Are Miracles. Have you seen it?
Nope.
Mike Birbiglia.
My Girlfriend's Boyfriend?
Mike Birbiglia is your girlfriend's boyfriend?
No, isn't that what his special is called? My boy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, I thought you were making a statement.
No, no. I don't have a girlfriend or a boyfriend.
Louis C.K. Oh, my God.
OMG. C.K. That's all?
Christian Shaw. Live at the Fillmore.
I haven't seen that one yet. She's pretty funny.
And Aziz Ansari. Very loud.
I'm not going to make any deductions anymore. I'm just going to pick one, and I'm going to pick fucking Louis C.K.
That is correct.
Oh, my God.
Here we go. Concert comic. You got...
Jerry Seinfeld.
No, club comic.
Oh. Kyle Kinane.
You got... he's on there.
I'm good, man.
Sebastian Maniscalco.
Yeah, he's too gay. It doesn't matter that he's gay, but I just don't like him.
Sean Patton.
Huh? Don't know.
Brian Regan.
Yeah, he's pretty funny.
Rory Scovel.
Like that guy.
Doug Stanhope.
Yep.
Bill Burr. Jared Carmichael.
Why is there so many?
Maria Bamford. And Ron Funches.
You know what I'd like to see? Ron Funches. But he didn't. It's probably Bill Burr.
That is correct, if he was actually named Maria Bamford.
Oh, good. They gave it to a girl, finally.
Here's some concert comics.
What's the club Oh, Jerry Seinfeld. Is he a concert comic?
Sure.
Chris Rock.
Bill Burr.
He was a club comic.
Hannibal Buress.
Okay, Hannibal Buress is coming up like a flower.
Louis C.K. Jim Gaffigan.
His new special was funny.
Kevin Hart.
That guy's overrated.
Kathleen Madigan.
She stole my joke.
Patton Oswalt.
He's funny.
Russell Peters.
He's well paid.
Brian Regan.
He's clean.
Amy Schumer.
She's a slut.
That's all of them.
Okay. That's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go ahead and say Lucy Kay.
Incorrect. You would be looking at Jim Gaffigan. But Hannibal Buress, he stood up before they called the name with his arms up in the air.
Oh.
And then acted pissed when they didn't give it to him.
Why did he think that he was going to win? Maybe he.
I thought it was funny, but maybe he meant it.
That is kind of funny.
Yep. And then, yeah, sure. Now, there was one other one, but it didn't have an answer for comedy actor on a TV series. Fred Armisen.
Mm-hmm.
Jason Bateman. Keegan-Michael Key. Jordan Peele or Andy Samberg
and Samby Ambler.
Yep.
I don't okay. Know. Probably Key.
Let me go and a drum roll.
Keegan Kegel Keegan
and a drum roll. Andy Samberg.
All right. Really, Brooklyn 99. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Brooklyn 911.
Yep. Yep, so that wraps up the ACCAs. Oh, and they also gave an award to, well, Chris Rock announced him. Who do you think they gave in a lifetime?
Richard Pryor.
To? Nope.
Bill Hicks.
Close.
Snick Dix.
Nope.
Okay.
Cosby Hicks.
Oh, Cosby Hicks. I knew it was Cosby. Richard Pryor. Close. He's still alive, I guess. So that's, huh. Well, good job, all you comedy people, for throwing me cornholes.
Yeah.
Corn
you didn't even know that. What's his name was nominated, did you?
Who? Ron?
Yep.
No, maybe. I saw something. He posted something to say vote for him. Mm-hmm. But I don't think the people could vote for him. But I mean, does the public vote on those? Or is it like the Academy Awards? You just got to.
I don't know how it's voted.
I don't know how it's voted either.
Hmm. I don't know how it's voted.
I got some shit to talk about here if you want to talk some shit real quick.
Yeah, let's talk some shit.
How about some Texas shit?
All right.
There is a crime wave in Houston right now.
What?
A crime wave. A
wave of crime?
Yep. Mm-hmm. A dude going number two on lawns and driveways in Woodland Heights.
Mm-hmm.
The disgruntled dumper has been leaving messes all over the neighborhood, and he's pooped at one house at least six times.
Hmm.
Neighbor said that's not a nice thing to do to people. Going to the bathroom in their driveway is not nice. That's definitely not something that's supposed to go on in a polite society.
No.
He's been dubbed the serial pooper. He usually strikes late at night.
Is that because he poops in your cereal?
Yep. No, he shits Cheerios out of his I think he must just shove full his anus full of Cheerios because they're not
and
digested.
It's like a ping pong ball trick. Mm-hmm.
He usually strikes late at night or in the early morning under the cover of darkness. Ooh. And the man usually cleans himself up with a paper towel, and then leaves the soiled sheet on the sidewalk for someone else. That's nice of him.
Yeah,
in case someone else wants to come along and poop too. Whatever people think should go on around here, pooping is not okay. We don't want our dogs pooping in our yard, so why would we want humans doing it?
That's true.
He will be charged with indecent exposure and or criminal mischief if and when
Who can see him? What's indecent about it?
Well, it's indecent to shit on your neighbor's driveway.
Yeah, but no, if no one sees you.
That makes it decent? Decent.
Yeah.
That's decent.
You're not, well, not,
you
it doesn't
it
make
right
it
now.
Indecent, but it doesn't make it exposure.
Go shit in Little Lance's.
It doesn't make it exposure if you're not seen.
Oh, like if you cut down a tree in the woods and no one hears it, does it make a sound? Okay, if someone poops in your yard and gets bare-assed and no one sees them, is it indecent?
No, exposure is like you see it, right?
Well, no, you're just getting it out.
Oh.
You don't have to see a picture for it to be, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
I'm getting deep right now. Is a picture even a picture if no one's seen it? Because if you...
No. The actual camera doesn't exist unless you're looking at it.
What?
Unless someone is viewing something, it does not exist.
I can't see my mother-in-law's car right now. That means it's not out there?
that you don't know until you go out there and look. Because, you know, molecules are always in motion, right?
Yeah.
So right now, if you go out there and look, maybe it'll be a tree. Maybe
it's could be
not,
a vapor.
It's not impossible. It's just improbable.
It is unusual to think my car is not outside.
A little less than impossibilities. You know, I mean, who knows? It could go out there and it could just be like, it could just be something else. Those molecules could, at that one moment that you look,
I can't.
It
truly,
could be a chalkboard.
I can't truly believe and get my head around that concept.
It's tough. It's tough.
How about you, listeners out there? Anybody believe that molecules can discombobulate and just reform into another shit?
Certainly.
Shit does it, and when you smell shit, it's actually tiny molecules of poop going up into your nostrils.
Yep. And sticking in your nose hairs for later.
So here's the thing.
Be careful when you eat those boogers.
Do you think that it's worse to shit on someone's lawn and or driveway or to mail shit to the vice principal of your school? Would you rather get a package of shit?
No, I think it's worse. I think it's worse.
Or at least
mailed.
On the... Because you would open it, right? You see it on your sidewalk, you can
and
you can get a
bag. And you'd be able to avoid it, but, you know, and then it takes so much more time and effort to diabolically mail shit to someone.
Somehow they found out who did it. I wonder if they left a return address. The student has been suspended for 10 days, the maximum allowable amount of time, but it was actually animal feces that they sent to the vice principal. Has been charged with 3 counts of disturbing activities. That's a thing. Wow. I didn't know that was a law.
Disturbing activities.
There's a law. That's a law in
Maybe
Maryland.
Maybe in some countries you can't do disturbing things out in public.
It's actually in Berlin, Maryland, which is just like fucking Florida, New York, and fucking that one place that's in Australia, but it's actually in Florida. But anyway, he got 3 counts of disturbing activities and 3 counts of molesting a school administrator.
Disturbing Activities, is that a new punk band?
I don't know, but for sending poop, you get molesting a school administrator? It was dog and cow poop mixed. Nice.
See, dude, you're putting so much effort in the...
I know, you went out and got a cow patty and a dog poop.
You know you're doing a diabolical laugh the whole time, right?
Well, you know, so now he's charged with 3 counts of molesting a school administrator.
And disturbing what?
And 3 counts of disturbing activities.
So...
And the Postal Service can, but will not, pursue federal charges. They choose not to. The federal charges could be sending disturbing activities through the mail and molesting administrators through the mail.
How is it molesting when you're sending poop unless you're forcing it up their butt?
He forced the molecules up their nose as soon as he opened the box. They're flying up his nose.
I've been watching that House show, you know.
MD?
And a lot of times, at least a few times a season, it's always some kid who's got like, he's got blood coming out his butt.
Ooh.
What, like it just shows him and his whole, like that's the cold open, you know, when a show has, you know, setting up the whole show and then it goes to the intro.
Uh-huh.
And it'll always like pan and it's like the back of a kid's, all his pants are completely soaked red.
Oh.
It's like, dude, man, is that just a common symptom of things?
That's just
eventually they're going to run out of diseases.
They'll make some new ones up that you can't cure that they'll put out there like AIDS, you know.
Who do you think?
And the HIV.
Here's a quiz for you.
Quiz
Who
for
do you
Terry.
Think the funniest male stand-up comic of 1994 was?
By a poll of retards? Or just random people? Or, like, who decided this?
Oh, this is the American Comedy Awards.
Oh, okay. So we're going back 20 years.
1994,
okay.
Funniest male stand-up comic. And no, it wasn't Margaret Cho. She was the female funniest comic stand-up.
Sinbad.
Close. Think of the...
How
think
is
of
that a, close?
Think
How
of can... the exact opposite of Sinbad.
Larry the Cable Guy.
Close. Carrot Top.
Okay, okay. That's cool. I just don't understand. I guess he's close because he has a name that's not real.
Mm-hmm.
And he... That's what? Carrot Top was the number one funniest?
1994, yep.
He's a fucking prop comic, for God's sakes.
All right, what about 95? Now we're going back to the Sinbad side.
Okay, Chris Rock.
Close, but older.
Martin Lawrence.
Older.
Tommy Davidson.
Oh. Older.
Older than Tommy Davidson?
Uh-huh.
Jerry Seinfeld.
Close.
Is he
George
black?
Wallace.
Oh, I was thinking black, and then you said Jew, and I couldn't think of any.
Yeah, because you said Jerry.
He's a funny black.
Like, that's close.
That's close because it starts with a J.
Yep. In 1996, John Travolta won Funniest Actor in a Motion Picture for the leading role in Get Shorty.
No
way. Over Jim Carrey.
What?
In Ace Ventura, When Nature Calls, Kevin Klein in French Kiss, Jack Lemmon in Grumpy Old Men, Steve Martin in Father of the Bride 2.
That's like Jethro Tull beating Metallica in the Best Metal Album category. Mm-hmm. John Travolta,
that was
best
the funniest
comedian
movie that year.
Well,
and
I guess who the
funniest supporting male was? That's right. It was David Hyde Pierce.
Niles? Fucking
Niles.
God damn it, Niles. Damn you,
Niles.
I know,
he still never got with Daphne, didn't he?
No,
he did.
He definitely didn't. He definitely got with Daphne.
Mm-hmm. What about 1987? Could you go back that far?
Yeah, I'm going to say Sam Kinison.
No.
Sinbad.
No, close, but more improv-y.
I give up.
Come Robin on. Williams.
Oh, man. He was on a lot of cocaine back then.
He was.
Why doesn't Hans ever listen to comedy? Hans, I'm going to give you a Steve Martin record. I'm going to make you listen to it.
Mm-hmm.
What's in Hans's CD player today? I have this CD, and I used to have the record, and I bet if I had it still, it'd be worth some money, but I don't. Maybe it wouldn't be. I don't know. This is a band that started in the 70s. And this album is from the 80s. And they wear makeup. And they hadn't taken it off yet.
Scorpions.
Yep, that's it. No, it's Kiss. And the album's
Kiss,
called...
Rock and Roll Online.
No, it's in the 80s. So it was Unmasked.
Animalized.
Unmasked. Unmasked is the name of the album, and they went to take off their makeup, and they took off their masks, and they had makeup on underneath.
Mm-hmm. Was it different makeup?
No, it was the same.
What?
Yeah.
So you're telling me that they used to put makeup on, and then they'd put masks on?
Well, that was the premise of the joke on the cover of the album, Unmasked.
And then what happened when they took off the makeup? Their skin was all dyed from wearing makeup and masks for so long?
It was a cartoon, so it was just like them taking off their masks, and then their face was the same underneath the mask. Mm. But, you know, they had a really gay song. I hope that you don't really like this one. It's called Shandy by Paul Stanley. But I loved Torpedo Girl was a wonderful song off that album by Ace Frehley.
You're a torpedo girl.
That's just like it, but different.
Torpedo Girl.
Torpedo Girl. My eye. He does an eye thing in there. But yeah, so he's listening to Unmasked. Was that on The Elder? Am I misquoting myself, Hans? Let me know if I am.
So what? Oh, I don't know the purpose, though, because if you're wearing a mask, you're trying to hide what's beneath it, right?
Yep.
So why would you wear a mask that's the same?
Well, because I think what they did, they had wore makeup for almost 10 years, and everybody was pressuring them to take their makeup off.
Who was pressuring?
The public and the
really?
Record company. Yeah, well, the record companies didn't want. Everybody wanted to know what Kiss looked like under
all
the
right,
mask.
All right, all right. They didn't know that what they wanted was not what they wanted.
So what they did is they built it up as this big thing, Kiss Unmasked, the new album coming. They're going to take their masks off. And then when they took their masks off, the yolk's on you, silly egg. And they still, you couldn't see what they look like still.
But do you think there was in any way, like, we got to kind of wean them down to take our stuff off, you know? Like, we can't do it yet.
But
or maybe Gene, or do you think it was like...
But then they did two more albums after that, and then they just took them right off.
We could make more money off of it this way. You think that was what the thing was?
I think that they thought that Paul or Ace and Ace and Peter were really too ugly to take the makeup off, so they waited till they were out of the band.
All right.
Once they got Eric Carr and Vinnie Vincent, then they took the makeup off.
Can you imagine if they never took off their makeup, though, that they'd still have to be holding that up? Like, every time they were out in public, they would have to...
Well, yeah. That'd be funny if Gene Simmons would have a reality show where he always wore his makeup. He's like, this is getting ridiculous. I can't even wake up in the morning without...
Yeah, and you'd still have, like, Peter Criss would still be wearing his, right? Like,
yeah, even though he'd
go out, like, to go and get ice cream.
Yeah, and he grew a beard, so that'd be hard. Actually, him and Ace both grew beards, I think, as rebellion of the fact, look, we don't have to wear makeup anymore. Look what we can do. We can grow scruffy, weird-looking beards, because they couldn't grow the full, like, Duck Dynasty beards. They just grew, like, weird, patchy beards.
Yeah.
With grave chunks in them and stuff, like I do when I try to grow them.
Yeah.
I was listening to Napalm Death's Scum because I was celebrating the fact that I was almost done wearing my shirts and Lance gave me three more. I think I told you about that last week on Friday. But yeah, so that was one of the shirts he gave me. So I whipped out my album, Scum by Napalm Death from 1987. Nice. You should listen to that, Hans. Do it. Do it.
I was listening to the 1998 Funniest Male Stand-Up.
Oh, you must mean...
That ventriloquist.
Jeff Dunham.
Yep.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
Dude, sometimes there's some pretty bad stuff on my TV that you just don't even think about changing because you're doing something else, you know?
Was he one of them?
It's just on the background. No, he's one that I actually changed.
Oh, because you couldn't handle it.
Yeah.
On a steak.
He won
right there because I know that and I said it, and that means that tater salad. Oh my god.
Alright, who's funnier of these three people?
Uno.
Dom Herrera.
Dos.
Dave Attell.
Tres.
Or Louis Black.
I'm going to say, in my personal opinion, Lewis, it goes backwards. Lewis Black, funniest.
Mm-hmm.
Dave Attell, second funniest. Dom Herrera, he's pretty funny, but not really as much my style. Yeah. I have been watching a lot of Dave Attell lately on his new Comedy Underground show.
Mm-hmm.
But he just hosts. People have been making fun of him. He's like, I remember when Dave Attell was a headliner. Now he's an MC. Poor fella. He's still funny, though. He pushes the envelope.
Yeah, certainly.
As far as being, like, raunchy.
Certainly.
Hey,
he also won in 2001.
Oh.
Well, Lewis Black did. As well as Wanda Sykes. She won as well.
She's pretty funny.
Mm-hmm.
And
she was on
voice.
Curb.
Yes, she was. What are you looking at my ass for, Larry? I said, hey, I'd know that tush anywhere. I didn't mean anything.
That was a classic episode.
Larry was checking out my ass.
I was giving her a compliment.
I like big asses. I mean, I don't like them. Oh, so you're saying my ass is big, Larry? No. And then the fucking traffic.
Oh, you don't like my ass? It's not big enough for you?
It's the perfect size. I like all asses. Hey, speaking of asses, don't forget about Pizzazz's Pizza Now. Has nothing to do with asses. If you eat enough of them, your ass will eventually get bigger. Unless you stick with the gluten-free pizzas. Mm-hmm. But we haven't said that all episodes.
Dude, so. I love pizza now, man.
I do.
They got that delicious sirloin. You can get sirloin burger on there now.
I had to go one extra day without it, and I'm kind of freaking out.
Yeah.
So we're going to have to go get some pizza now.
I love some pizza now.
In a little bit. And hey.
Did you hear about the big merger?
Merger?
Mm-hmm.
No. AT&T is merging with?
With Directv.
AT&T TV?
Mm-hmm.
I did not hear that. Why is everybody going to merge?
I don't know. I just did
it. So now it's going to be called Direct AT&T
mm-hmm.
V?
Now they're going to try to bundle you in with home phone service.
Welcome to Direct AT&T TV.
Like Comcast does.
Ah. I don't like the bundles.
I didn't like the Comcast phone service because I always got calls for people that weren't here.
What?
And it would always show on your TV.
What? Because you
got an incoming call.
Yeah, my parents have that shit on their Dish Network. Host number's calling. I'm watching TV. If I wanted to see my caller ID, I would get up and look at my fucking phone. I have an answering service for a reason. Oh, you have a landline still? Oh, speaking of that, that's funny. I got a funny story.
All right.
It includes my friend Lodestone from the fair.
Lodestone.
He refuses to get on the internet.
And why? So,
because he doesn't like it. And he's old school. He's going to be 60, he's going to be 65.
Dude, that was a popular stance.
I know.
20 years ago.
I know. I said give
it up. In 94.
So here's what happened. So there's a page on Facebook called the Lodestone Camp, Camp Lodestone Path Rove Security for our security crew. And it's just to keep us all informed. But Jim doesn't have Facebook. And the lady who he has to pay our dues to and stuff has an email and has been trying to get him to do emails. But he likes a clipboard with a notebook on it. And he writes everyone's name down, and he turns it into her by hand and likes to talk to her face-to-face.
That'd be weird if he didn't use a computer, but he had a BlackBerry.
Yeah, he doesn't. He has a phone that flips up.
Mm-hmm.
So he hates text messaging because it wastes his minutes. He wants to talk to people. I'm kind of like, I don't like to talk on the phone that much, so he'd been calling me. Well, come to find out, I had posted a post on that page. Somebody said something about Lodestone, and I said, well, you need to tell him to man up and just get on the internet. And come to find out, that's one of his least favorite phrases ever, to be told to man up about anything. You know how people have pet peeves?
Mm-hmm.
So he was over at his friend's house who's helping him, and he's also on our crew, and he had logged into Facebook, and he was saying, hey, Jimmy, we're getting our funds together.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, oh, look, this funny. Terry wrote this thing. It's a... He says, hey, you might as well tell Lodestone to man up and get on here on Facebook. And he's like, he said what? And he like actually got offended. So it just goes to reinforce my theory that Facebook is evil.
It is.
And even if you don't have a Facebook, you can
even if you don't even go on the internet, even if you don't go to a computer to make a file with people's names on it.
Right. And so he's like, man up, huh? I don't fucking like that. Like, why is he telling me to man up on the internet? And so Sean had already came to his defense and said, look, I admire him for being old school because I hate the fact that everybody has to text each other and that nobody wants to talk on the phone or talk face to face. They just want to leave a Facebook message and all this and that and the other thing. And I was telling Jim that. Well, actually, he'd been calling me, and I missed his calls, and I didn't like to call him back. Not that I didn't like to call him back. Mm-hmm. I just knew that if I did, I would be on the phone for like an hour and 25 minutes or something.
Mm-hmm.
So he got upset. Listen to this. Oh, we don't want to hear his number.
Ha, ha, ha. So you think you're a comedian, do you? You're fired. Now, do what you say, man up, and call me back like you said on your message. I'll talk to you then. Bye.
He was actually trying to sound funny, but he was a little bit pissed off.
Uh-huh.
So I got to talk to Lodestone and found out, and I apologized. He's like, I don't want you saying shit about me on the internet. And I was like, well, I wasn't real. I was just joking. Mm-hmm. He's like, yeah, real funny. You're a fucking comedian, are you? Well, you're fired, but I'm not.
He fired you.
He fired me from the fair.
No, I thought he meant he fired you as a comedian.
No, he fired me from the fair as a security guy.
Oh.
His number one guy.
I thought he was firing you as a comedian.
No, you're fired from the fair after 10 years just for cracking a joke on Facebook. You've heard of people losing their job from Facebook posts, right?
Well, but you didn't say it, though, did you?
I did. I said, tell Jim to man.
Oh.
I posted a comment.
Because
he said, Lodestone doesn't come on here, so if anybody needs to contact him, you need to call his number, blah, blah, blah. And I said, just kidding.
Yeah.
Didn't think somebody would... I didn't even know. I didn't think it would even bother him.
He's manned up.
He manned up and said, don't say man up to me, because I fucking have hated that ever since I heard it back in the 60s. He's like, that's like cowboy up, but man. And how dare you question my masculinity just because of the fact that I don't want to be on some social fucking network. I'm sorry, Tara. I just got a little upset there for a second. So we've apologized, and... his sister's moving in with him, and she's a big computer buff, so he said, I will have a computer, and I will be don't be Facebooking, but don't be writing shit about me. So sorry, Jim. I know you don't have a computer, so you're not going to be listening to this.
And you could write a whole sitcom episode around
I know. And that was my best Jim impersonation. Pierre, if you're listening, tell me what you think.
Do you have any birthdays for today?
I do have actually too many. I didn't think we were going to even have time to get to them. But the reason that I played that Assholes, Bastards, Fucking Cunts, and Twits song at the beginning, because it's Ian Dury's birthday today. Oh. He's 72. Steve Winwood.
Ah!
Billy Squire.
Ah!
Stephen Baldwin.
Ah!
And Tony Hawk.
Really?
That's all I got.
Wow.
And those were the ones that I kind of like Steve Winwood.
Mm-hmm. Don't forget George Carlin was today, wasn't he?
Oh, I didn't see that, but probably. And tomorrow is Jimmy Lauderdale's birthday, who got pissed at me for telling him to man up.
Mm-hmm. Happy birthday.
Yeah, because this might not come out till the 13th anyway.
Yep, man up and have a birthday.
That's right. Get on your fucking internet and listen to me talking about you on the internet. He's like, what did you tell that story on the internet for about me? Now they think I'm a fucking asshole. No, Jim, we already knew that. We're all assholes. You're 65 today, so you better asshole up.
Mm-hmm.
Or lawyer up.
Yeah.
Better call Saul.
He could have been named Noah after all.
That's the most popular name of the year.
Ever.
Ever?
For this last year.
Oh, for the year, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because they don't know what to call him.
Yeah.
They're like, what should we call the baby? I don't know. He's like, yeah, Noah. It just feels right. Mm-hmm. And then maybe when his room floods, he'll know to get two of each of his stuffed animals in his crib.
Noah Jacob Liam Mason William. That's a popular name these days.
I would name my kid that whole thing right there.
Yep.
Guile.
Yep. Or Sophia Emma Olivia Elizabella.
Elizabella? Dude, that should Abba. Be... Dude, Elizabella should be a word.
Elizabella?
Yeah.
Elizabethan.
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 Mm-hmm.
Boy, that Elizabeth's got a belly on her. She's Elizabethan.
Elizabethan.
Elizabethan. I've been camping on this pipe over here. It's uncomfortable to sleep on.
You know who's serving burgers?
Bob.
He is. He is, and so is BK.
You know who cooked me a burger the other day?
Bob.
He did. You know who else did?
What?
Steph Thill.
No, really?
She works at the Brownsville Saloon.
Ah!
I hope the IRS isn't listening, because she might not want them to know that she has a job. I said it so fast, nobody knows what I said. That didn't sound like a name. I'm not going to say it again, but if you just think about what I said. Steph Thill. His probably name isn't even Thill anymore. But yeah, I had a burger at the tavern, and it was pretty good.
I know.
And I hadn't seen her for a while, so it was, hey, Steph, what's up? Not much. What's going on? Not much. What's going on with you? Not too much. What's happening?
My feet.
Yep, so we didn't mention a phone number, but check them out. 928-0900. Repping in the 541. That's Pizza Now. And go down there, a corner of Queen and Hill, and get you some pizzas.
Yeah, that's you can some make good them stuff, man.
Stuffed crust for an extra $3.
Mm-hmm.
Follow them on Facebook at Pizza Now Albany. Because maybe you'll get some fucking free pizza balls with an order on a certain day when you see their Facebook
post. Or then the other day they had on there, what day was that? Was that Easter? They had garlic knots.
Yeaster.
They had garlic knots, dude.
I've never heard of such a thing, but that sounds delectable.
Garlic knots.
Say it again.
Garlic.